another funny thing that happened to me the other day at the discernment retreat that I mentioned to all of you yesterday that I was at. And so just as a reminder for all those who didn't hear me yesterday, that there was the Archbishop has a discernment retreat every year during this time for men discerning the priesthood, just here in Beaverton at Our Lady of Peace. And so when I just arrived for confession, so I was only there for a very brief time. They arrive on Friday evening, and then they leave kind of Sunday, Sunday after lunch, I believe. And I was just there for confessions on Saturday evening. But when I arrived, when I came into the room, the Archbishop introduced me, and then also Father Rick Lefebvre, who was also there to hear confessions. And and he always has to remind me of this, which is an important reminder, but also it was a teaching point for all of the men in the room. And then he's just like, oh, you know, this is Father Peter. And he said, and Father Peter, who ordained you? And then, of course, I have to say, you did, Your Excellency, of course. And so one of the reminders that I had in that moment, and I think one of the things that I also feel is my responsibility to help those younger men discerning the priesthood to understand, is that even if they're not going to be married men, and they decide to marry the church instead, it's just like you are still submitting to something in a great way. You are truly submitting your life to something else, just as a man and woman would submit to one another. You submit to the authority of your bishop, the authority of the church. And in fact, it's such a profound thing for me. I'll never forget. I really will never forget that. For those of you who have seen the ordination rite before, you kneel down in front of the bishop with your hands folded, and he puts his hands around your hands. And then you look him in the eye, and you promise the things that you promise to be a priest. You make your promises at that moment. And, you know, Archbishop Sample, I don't know if you can see this on the ordination videos or anything, he looks at you like he's got laser beams in his eyes. Do you promise obedience to me and my successors? I do. You know, of course, your eyes get as wide as saucers. But that was an extremely important moment in my life. And we hear today about how astonished people were that Jesus preached with authority. The reason that we're Catholics is because it's an authoritative church, you know, that Jesus gives this authority to Peter and to the church. There's just no reason to go believing something that's not authoritative. It's just kind of like, I don't know, it's just sort of wandery in the wind. You know, we believe in it because there is true authority here. And it's an important thing to submit to. It's not always easy, and we don't always completely understand it, but we always have to go back to even things in the church today that are unsettling for us. And there's plenty of things that are unsettling. You know, we still have to realize that Jesus is at the helm. The Holy Spirit is at the helm, and the church will not be led astray, even if there are aspects of it that we question sometimes. I recently was listening to a podcast. I don't know if any of you have listened to. It's called Pints with Aquinas with Matt Frad. And so I was listening to the podcast because one of my old classmates happened to be on the podcast. His name is Joe Heschmeyer. He discerned out right before we were ordained deacons, but he got married, and he's an excellent apologist. He actually has a blog called Shameless Popery is the name of the blog, but it's quite a good blog. But he just recently wrote a book called Pope Peter. And he's really an amazing guy when it comes to understanding the papacy and understanding the Pope, understanding authority. And one of the things he talked about is like, you know, we really had gotten used to this idea of two very saintly popes. You know, St. Pope John Paul II and Pope Benedict. And much of our life was colored with them, two very saintly and brilliant men. And so come to a technological era where things get a little bit more difficult, especially with Pope Francis. There's many situations where things are taken out of context. That's an important thing to realize, of course. In a technological age where every single thing that he says anywhere is going to be captured on some sort of video, that's a difficult time to be a pope. But it's important to realize that even if there's certain things that we don't completely understand about the papacy of Pope Francis, that he is our Pope, and that also that the Holy Spirit is at the helm. And then in terms of what we need to believe as Catholics, that we have to trust that we're not going to be led astray in our faith and morals that we're supposed to believe, that this is what you have to believe as Catholics. We have to realize that the Holy Spirit preserves us in that, in every papacy, even if it's not our favorite one. And my friend Joe, he reminded everybody, he said, you know, only about a third of the popes are actually canonized popes. That doesn't mean that more of the popes are not in heaven as saints, but there's only a certain portion that are canonized. So remember, even if we live in an age where most of the popes that everybody has experienced are canonized saints, you know, the pope that you live with for part of your life, you may not agree with all aspects of who he is, but he still is our pope. And just like I kneeled down and submitted my life to the authority of the bishop now and the bishop that will be here in the archdiocese, that's something in many ways we all do as Catholics to the Pope that is in the seat of Peter at the time. And it is difficult at times. Submission is always difficult, but we have to trust. Remember, we always just have to go back to the remembrance that Jesus conquered sin and death on the cross, and that the Holy Spirit really is in control, even if we kind of can't see it at times, or we might not understand it. That's when we're really called to patience. And that's really where the pain of submission sometimes feels more difficult. But we really do have to trust. We have to trust in our Holy Father. We have to pray for our Holy Father. And then we also have to just trust again that authority ultimately lies in Jesus Christ, and that the Holy Spirit really is leading our church. God bless you all today.